Escalating tensions inside the Manus Island Detention Centre have asylum seekers and refugee advocates fearing an outbreak of violence and rioting. Sources within the facility have told PM that hundreds of men are on a hunger strike, with at least three of them sewing their lips together and another man swallowing a razor blade. Michael Edwards has this report.
The picture painted to PM by asylum seekers within the Manus Island Detention Centre is of a facility almost reaching boiling point, with tensions between inmates and guards on the verge of erupting into full-scale violence. Yusuf is an Iranian asylum seeker who has been on Manus Island since arriving by boat 18 months ago.
I say deep of my heart, here is too hard for us. I don't know what do I say to you. How do I say to you? Here is really too hard.
Detainees report that hundreds are on a hunger strike, with several of them sewing their lips shut. One man is believed to have swallowed a razor blade. 29-year-old Nasser is another Iranian detainee at the facility.
More than 2,000 now in the mine on hunger strike, and two people sewing his lips. They leap. One of them eat a blade.
Last February, the centre was the site of a violent confrontation between asylum seekers and guards. 23-year-old Iranian man Reza Barati was killed during those riots. He was allegedly attacked by a local employee, beaten with a pole, and then had his head crushed with a rock. Since then, detainees such as Nasser say they've lived in fear of being resettled in Papua New Guinea, where they claim they'll be attacked and killed.
I had before, like, this situation last year, 17th of February. Do you remember? They attacked us. They hit us. They should pull me into somebody. They killed my friend. And I'm afraid. Really, I'm afraid of them. And they threatened with God, with the gun. If they somebody going to new center in the Lorengo, they will shoot us.
Another source of tension is that the facility's water pumps are broken and detainees are having to use bottled water for drinking and showering. Ian Rintoul is from the Refugee Action Coalition.
The truth is that there is no viable resettlement on Papua New Guinea, and it's becoming more and more obvious. So there's about 140 people who have had some kind of refugee determination. 70-odd of those have been successful. The government is proposing to shift 50 of them on January the 22nd to another site in closer to Loringau. But that site is insecure. And given the threats which people have lived under inside the detention centre, to be placing 50 people in an insecure environment where they're told they must stay for up to a year before they would be eligible either to get a job or to live anywhere else in Papua New Guinea, it is simply not a viable outcome.
And when you say threats, what do you mean?
The threats have continued since February last year when Reza Barati was killed, but some people have been told quite explicitly by locals inside and outside the compounds, that there is nowhere to be, that they will be safe. There's nowhere for them to be safe on Manus Island, that they will find them, they will kill them, they will settle accounts with people when they're moved.
A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, says that a number of transferees have engaged in a peaceful protest and that media reports that they're refusing food and fluid are incorrect. He also says that limited water restrictions are in place at the centre, but that water production is meeting the centre's needs.
Michael Edwards.